Fossil Hunters, the Albertosaurus Mystery. Philip Curry's Hunt in the Badlands by T.V. Padma. Essential question. What can fossils tell us about the past? Searching without a map. Philip Curry was thirsty and tired. It was one of the hottest summer days of 1997. He and his team were looking for fossils that belonged to a dinosaur called Albertosaurus. Many fossils are buried in Canada's Badlands. More than 40 kinds of dinosaurs once lived there. Almost 90 years earlier, a famous fossil hunter named Barnum Brown had found a fossil field in western Canada's Badlands. Many Albertosaurs were buried in it. Philip was trying to find this place again. It was like looking for a needle in a haystack. Brown had not made a map or written down where he had found the fossils. Philip had few clues, just some notes and 4 old photos. The Badlands of Western Canada are full of hills. Philip didn't know which hill held Brown's fossils. Discovery. The team was running out of water. Everyone except Philip went back to the camp. He continued on with the search. Sand flies and mosquitoes bit him. His head hurt. Philip had seen the remains of Brown's campsite earlier in the day. He knew the bones must be close. Philip was trying to find the location of Albertosaurus fossils shown in Brown's old photograph. All alone, Philip climbed another hill. He stopped to hold up a photo. It looked just like the scene in front of him. He also could see that years ago, someone had dug into the rock there. Philip had found Brown's bone bed. Brown's photo was old, but Philip could see that the hills still looked the same. Holes or cuts in rocky hills are clues that someone might have dug there before. Barnum the Bone Hunter. Barnum Brown grew up in Kansas in the late 1800s. His family dug and sold coal. Young Barnum saw his first fossil when the family plow accidentally pulled one out of the ground. Brown went on to study fossils. He found that he liked digging up bones more than learning about them in class, so he left Columbia University to become a bone hunter for the American Museum of Natural History in New York City. Brown was very good at finding fossils. Henry Fairfield Osborne, the head of the museum, joked that Brown could smell fossils. News writers called him Mr. Bones. At the American Museum of Natural History in New York City, Brown helped put together the bones he found. Finding the first T-Rex. In the early 1900s, Brown dug up Tyrannosaurus Rex skeletons, first in Wyoming and later in Montana. These were the first T-Rex skeletons ever found. For several years, Brown returned to Montana to dig for fossils. The bones he found there were often stuck in hard rock. He sometimes used dynamite to get them out. Then in 1910, a terrible thing happened in Brown's life. His wife died. Brown tried to forget his sadness by hunting for more fossils. He rafted down Red Deer River Canyon in Canada. He camped in the area and looked for bones. Soon, Brown made a surprising discovery. In 1908, Brown found this T-Rex skeleton. It can be seen at the American Museum of Natural History. Finding many meat eaters. In Canada, Brown found a place where many skeletons were buried. The skeletons belonged to Albertosaurus, a large meat-eating dinosaur. It was the first time anyone had found the bones of so many meat-eating dinosaurs in the same spot. Brown dug up some of the bones. He wrote only a few lines about his find, but didn't say how unusual it was. He didn't say why he thought so many individuals of the same species were together. He didn't tell what this discovery might mean. The Albertosaurus bones were sent to the museum and put away. There they lay in a basement storage room for many years with other dinosaur fossils. Albertosaurus got its name because the dinosaur's fossils were first found in Alberta, Canada. A fierce family. Albertosaurus was part of a family of fierce, meat-eating dinosaurs called Tyrannosaurids. Tyrannosaurus rex was also part of this family. Albertosaurus was smaller than Tyrannosaurus rex, but it was strong. Albertosaurus could see and smell well. It had many sharp teeth. Its huge, powerful jaws could crush bone. Like Tyrannosaurus rex, Albertosaurus lived and hunted alone. At least, that's what paleontologists thought. One man was about to change their thinking, however. He had some ideas about these ancient creatures. Analyze the text. Point of view. What does the author think about the bones that Barnum Brown found? What do you think? Tyrannosaurus rex was about 40 feet, 12 meters long. Albertosaurus was about 30 feet, 9 meters long. Philip Curry's question. In 1976, Philip Curry read what Brown wrote about the site full of albertosaurs. At that time, most paleontologists thought tyrannosaurids lived alone. If so, asked Philip, why were many of these animals buried together? Had they died together? Had they lived together? Some plant-eating dinosaurs had lived in groups. Maybe some of the meat-eaters that hunted them did too, thought Philip. After all, big groups of animals were hard to hunt alone. Maybe albertosaurs hunted in packs. Philip was busy learning about many kinds of fossils and dinosaurs, however. He put his questions away for many years, just as Brown had put away his fossils. Albertosaurus had about 70 teeth in its gigantic jaws. The bones in the basement. Philip thought about his questions again 20 years later. This time, however, something happened that made him hunt for answers. Philip came across some Albertosaurus bones in the basement of the American Museum of Natural History, the museum where Barnum Brown had worked. He could tell that the bones were from the Badlands in Canada where Brown had been searching for fossils. Philip saw that Brown had found at least 9 Albertosaurs in one spot. He also saw that Brown had taken only a few bones from each animal. More bones were still buried in the Badlands, waiting to be discovered. The American Museum of Natural History, where Brown's Albertosaurus fossils were stored. This fossil foot bone from an Albertosaurus was first discovered by Barnum Brown in Alberta, Canada, and then rediscovered by Philip Curry in New York City. The bones in the Badlands. Philip discovered more bones at the museum. He also found Brown's field notes and a photo of Brown's site. Using these clues, Philip was able to find the bone bed. Place where Philip rediscovered the Albertosaurus fossil site first found by Barnum Brown. Analyze the text. Conclusions. Why did finding so many Albertosaur fossils in one place make the team question whether Albertosaurs had lived alone? Locating the spot was just the first step, however. Philip and his team worked for months to dig out each fossil. At least 22 Albertosaurs were buried in the rock. After the work was done, a new question came up. Did finding many fossils together prove that the animals had lived, died, and even hunted as a group? In the days of Barnum Brown, fossil hunters were not always able to keep good records. Today, paleontologists carefully record their finds with photographs, drawings, maps, and reports. Philip, uncovering Albertosaurus bones in the Badlands. What may have happened? Philip knew there could be other reasons for the fossils being together. Many of these ideas only brought up more questions, however. For example, the Albertosaurs could have died in quicksand, yet different kinds of dinosaurs could die in quicksand. Philip had found the fossils of only one kind, Albertosaurus. Maybe the Albertosaurs had gathered to lay eggs. If so, however, the fossils should have been about the same age and size. Yet Philip had found small, young animals, as well as large, old animals. Philip's hunt had ended, yet he needed more evidence to show that the meat-eaters had lived together. Scientists know that dinosaurs laid eggs, because fossil eggs of several kinds of dinosaurs have been found. A reconstructed nest of fossilized dinosaur eggs. More groups of meat-eaters. More evidence came when a paleontologist named Rodolfo Coria phoned Philip. Coria was calling from Argentina. He also had found a spot where a group of meat-eating dinosaurs was buried. So perhaps meat-eaters did live in groups after all. Scientists found more places with groups of meat-eating dinosaurs. These places were all over: Arizona, Montana, South Dakota, Utah, Mongolia, and Zimbabwe. Philip also looked carefully at the footprints of meat-eating dinosaurs in the Peace River Canyon of Canada. The footprints showed that meat-eating dinosaurs may have traveled together. Rodolfo Coria uncovers teeth on a huge dinosaur jawbone. By studying fossils, experts can create models like this life-size Albertosaurus. Digging deeper. Did some meat-eating dinosaurs spend time living and hunting together? Scientists still aren't sure. They can only make smart guesses based on the fossils they have found. Other questions are still unanswered as well. Why did the Albertosaurus at Brown's site die? What killed so many animals at one time? A big storm? A forest fire? Philip Curry says that a paleontologist is like a detective. The mysterious death happened millions of years ago. No one saw it. Using clues, the scientist tries to tell what happened, how, and why. As long as there are fossils waiting to be found, the investigation continues.